some vague joy. I have explained. I have told this recent acquaintance of mine something of my history, sketched out significant scenes and irrelevant detail, a vain attempt, no doubt, to make some kind of impression, preferably a favourable one. She looks ahead, possibly overwhelmed with information and the extent of my adventure. It can be quite a lot to take on board. I am not like most, or come to think of it, like any other. And you? I inquire generously. What brings you wandering along this rut? She shuffles on through sand in silence, which I find quite intriguing. I mean, it is too early on for her to be tired of me, isn't it? And what could possibly be wrong with a little silence in any case? Perhaps she treasures such a thing as I do. Why fill up gaps and spaces with wadding and trivia? Why speak if only to avoid not speaking? We shuffle on in silence, she and me, in a kind of silent unison, if that can be. Just as we take the last bend in the riverbed and see ahead the arched wooden bow of a bridge, and rising up behind it the shimmering sea. To my right, up the riverbed bank, is a park full of the most magnificent trees, all thick of girth and interesting with age. Plane trees, oaks, and Mediterranean pines, majestically splashed here and there with first sun. To my left, popping heads up over rock retaining wall, the blue and white peaks of quaint little changing huts, as if left behind from another time, and further to the left of them, the rather impressive houses of this town. I am suddenly aware of just how precarious and primitive is my abode back there in the forest, my hideaway, my refuge from hustle and bustle, far from the madding establishment. Well, let's take things for what they are worth, and not aspire to unreachable things that perhaps are mirages in any case. My companion suddenly clears her throat and speaks. I look after children, she finally says, part-time. We take them to the beach, bury some in the sand, tie others to the rail tracks, then sit and watch while the rest disappear in the sea. Thankfully, she shoots me an impish smile and winks an eye. Oh, says I, good for you. Good to know that youth is in capable hands. I nod, as if I understand everything when in fact understand nothing. The sun is rounding up straggling low-level clouds, unravelled and straying sheep, and shooing them up the valley. Morning light clipping now the heads of pines. Now that I am level with her, I see that she has a delicate dew moustache of sweat above her lip, and eyes the colour of distant mountains at dusk. My heart shifts a little in its mooring, or creaks in dry dock, as if stirred by some raw and intangible impulse, a lost song, a faint memory of sails and wind, and deep, deep down, some vague joy is lingering.
Each day you lived, each day you lost, like the pebbles found and into the river tossed. Each river seen, many a river crossed, even in dreams, water rose. rushing over Mars. Each ripple spread, each move you make, a wish on a wing, petals in the wake. I see you in the city, I see you on the plains, I see you all the time. Must be mine, frame of mind. Each morning comes,
each morning comes,
like a flower touched,
like a flower touched,
with the rising sun,
with the rising sun,
like a bell struck. I'm looking for a chorus, what line could that be, to say what I'm feeling, to set those feelings free. I don't know myself, if it's good or if it's bad, so much on what we've got. Each night that falls,
each night that falls,
lies on the land,
lies on the land,
with the dust of